If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Welcome to Women Patriots. I'm Brenda Ward, your host, along with my co-host, Barbara Buffing. And tonight, I am going to start off with my rant on what the spacing the Supreme Court this very day and gay marriage. I'm probably going to offend some people. Really don't care because I am tired of being offended myself by things that should be kept privately in your bedroom and not on public display. Okay? You want us out of your bedroom because we want to recognize true human life and save it and protect it? Then take your little selves out of back to your bedrooms with your sexual habits. Get it off of my TV. Get it out of my home. Get it out of my schools and away from my children and my grandchildren. This is just beyond ridiculous. I'm going to go. When you read the Declaration of Independence, okay, because I'm going to read this Declaration of Independence because they are discussing marriage in the Supreme Court. And when our founding fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence, you can try to say all you want that they didn't believe in a God, but they did, because in the very Declaration of Independence, it says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator. So there's a Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their powers from the consent of the governed. What don't they get? Okay, marriage is an institution of God, by God. It's biblical in nature. God says that homosexuality is a sin. That's what God says. He does not recognize gay marriage. And under our Constitution, there are no rights guaranteed for gay marriage. That is a state issue. And it says of the people in that, what I just read about the Declaration of Independence. And California, the people voted and said no. And yet that wasn't good enough. And yet we have Scalia. Well, when did it become unconstitutional to exclude homosexual couples from marriage? Well, let me tell you this. When the Constitution was written, Mr. Scalia, that behavior was a hanging offense. So that's when it was unconstitutional for them to be married. Okay? And marriage is a biblical principle. And homosexuality is not. They have no right to define, redefine marriage so that they can flaunt themselves in public. Take it back to your bedroom. You want to pursue your deviant behavior? Do so. You want to choose your alternate lifestyle because it is a choice? Do so. But don't try to change America to fit your opinion. And I say this again because, you know, people, they are trying to shut down the Christians in this country. Vanderbilt University says Christian groups must accept homosexuality or be banned. Now, there is one thing that is guaranteed in the Constitution, and it's under the Bill of Rights. It's the first Bill of Rights that says we have the freedom to practice our religion. And in practicing our religion, we don't have to accept homosexualities because it's not biblical. They got it wrong. These universities, these liberal states, this judge needs to go back and examine the principles upon which this country was founded. And we need to take back our country from these people who would degenerate marriage. And this is how ridiculous it is. There was a woman that married a building to protect it. Okay, this belittles marriage. This belittles what true marriage is about. And I am just flabbergasted that this, you know, I don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do. They may do nothing. If they do nothing, then these two couples, against all the will of the, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that went to the polls and said no, get their way. That's not the way it's supposed to be. And that is my beginning rant for tonight's show. So, let's see what Barbara has to say. Hey, Barbara.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
You know, I love the Declaration of Independence.
I do.
It's what made us what we are.
Yes.
And it makes me so sad that people just don't get it. It's like it wasn't even there. The people of the state of California spoke. That's it. It's done and over with. Leave it be. And,
yes.
You know, my nephew, not long ago when we did the North Carolina vote, it was voted down. No gay marriage. It's not going to be legal here. And our governor at the time was very disappointed. And she made a statement about it. And it's like, you know what? I'm glad you're not governor anymore. She wasn't even running again.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my nephew was, you know, he's like, I can't believe you people in North Carolina, blah, blah, blah. And I said to him, I said, you know what? And if it went the other way, we would have to accept it.
Well, and we have for too many years, which is why we're where we're at now.
You're absolutely right. But we voted. You
yes,
know, the people spoke. When the people speak, let it be done.
Yes. I guess we should go out now, Barbara, and sue because we don't like the fact that Obama's president.
Well,
because it's not fair to me as a conservative to have to put up with his, you know, endless government spending, is it?
Absolutely.
You know, come on. And I know that's far out there because constitutionally we do vote for president, and but not in the way that we do. That's not the way they originally voted for president. If we voted the way they originally voted for president, we wouldn't have a Democrat.
That's
because
right.
They couldn't cheat.
Yeah.
They couldn't cheat. And that's what they're all about, is, you know, deceiving people in the inner cities and voting more than once and, you know, portraying people as evil. And it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But, that just makes me mad that they're even asking some of these stupid questions. And then I saw an opinion piece in the Daily Caller that says limited government means marriage equality. No, it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't. That's just nonsense. That is nonsense being spit out by the Libertarian Party, the states have the right. We have 40 states that don't allow it.
Right.
Okay, the states have spoken. The
right.
states formed the government. You know,
and
there's
states, people on Facebook that have changed their profile to equals, pink equal signs.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, and that's what I said.
You know, it's not, you know, and it's not like, and then they try to compare it to civil rights. It's not like they're a race of people.
Right, exactly.
They
exactly.
are people who choose to participate in a behavior that is not normal, nor is it in the mainstream like they try to tell you, and yet they want to push their opinions and bring their bedrooms out in full style for all our children. And what it leads to is then like these schools where they say, well, if this kid says they're transgender, they get to use the bathroom they choose. Really, people?
Now, that's ridiculous. You know.
Yeah, but that's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing.
They're doing it in Massachusetts. Just look at Massachusetts. Look at California and see where this all heads. It's not a very good place, and it's not a place that I want to go or wants my country to go, you know. It's just totally insane. Insane. Anyhow.
This is what Alan West posted. He said, so let me get this right. SCOTUS just heard arguments over the constitutionality of California's Proposition 8. Something that was presented before the electorate voted upon and based back in 2008. The opponents of Proposition 8 decided they did not like the result of the People's Democrat decision, so they took it to the courts. Now we have the courts potentially overruling the referendum of the people. Is this a case of legislating from the bench to appease special interest groups? If the people decided to vote on the matter, should that not settle the issue? Or have we come to a point in America where minority special interests can protest and use the court system mandate to their whim's desire? I'll get some flack for bringing this up. But dang, I thought the right of free speech and expression extended to everyone, even conservatives. I certainly do not see my constitution anywhere addressing the right to marriage. Just a thought. It was a very good thought, Mr. Alan West, sir.
Absolutely. It's the common sense thought. But, you know, Barbara, they did this with abortion back in the 70s. 29 states had, you know, not allowed this.
Right.
And so they sued and they took it to court. This is what they do. They've been doing it for years because they think that their opinion matters more than other people. And unfortunately now the media is so infiltrated with these liberal-minded anomalies, and they think everybody thinks the way they do. But if you look at the electoral map, even in California, there's quite a bit of red. The only problem is the urban areas that are tend to be more Democratic. They tend to be more liberal, and this is where they're doing their polling, because they certainly aren't polling me. You know?
Right, exactly.
And this is just their way of pushing their views onto other people. You know, we were perfectly content to let them do whatever they wanted to. Just don't be pushing it back on us. And this
right.
is where
and
the
I,
battle
you know,
becomes.
I know people who, gay couples, who've had just little ceremonies, commitment ceremonies, they call them.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, what else
yeah.
do you want? What is, that's
right.
exactly
yeah.
what marriage is. So get somebody who will commit you together and let it be done.
Oh, yeah. But no, they've got to change the whole thing. And so then the definition, what is the definition then for marriage if it's not like the biblical intention was to be married and procreate? And
yeah.
So when you change that definition to just, oh, because I love them, Well, does that mean two brothers can get married because they love each other?
Yeah.
And then somebody said, well, we're not talking about incest. Well, they will be.
Right.
Because the whole reason you can't marry your first cousins in this country anymore, because they used to, is because of genetic possibility of defects.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, but they want abortion, yeah. Okay. So what's the difference?
Yeah, well, then they, yeah, it's just crazy. But,
okay.
Yeah, that killing innocent children is okay.
Yeah, go figure.
Go figure. I don't know. And once again, the states have spoken. They said, no, the people have spoken. No, we don't want this. And again, we're at the Supreme Court, and we will see if they once again overturn the will of the people, which is unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And they should know this. They're supposed to be the Supreme Court of the land. They
yep.
should know that when California voted against it, that was the voice of the people. This should never have left the first courtroom.
Right.
It should have said, the people voted, it's done. The 10th Amendment to the Constitution.
Right. Now, I'm going to see if Teresa wanted to come in and say anything, because I know this is a hot topic for her. So let's see.
Okay. Well, let me see. I'm going to go ahead. Hey, Teresa.
Hi, Brenda.
How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm doing well, considering. But
is that angel healing?
It's trying to, but it's got a long road to go. But just getting back on the topic here, I read something. Obviously, haven't been keeping up too much with the news, but I did catch a few news articles on this on Facebook a while ago. And there was, I believe it was a gay Tea Party leader that was, you know, mentioned that he was once upon a time pro, you know, equality for marriage. And then it brought up the topic, you know, to, you know, kind of his thought process of what brought him to the decision that it's no longer something that he wants or the country needs. And that's because if we redefine marriage, we redefine child, you know, like a child, like the
mm-hmm.
upbringing of children and all, you know, just the
right.
developmental, you know, things that children benefit from having, you know, a mother and a father, specifically uh-huh. married parents, you know. So, and that's,
absolutely.
Again, you know, and it comes back to that. Nobody's standing up and saying, who's really being hurt in this? And it's
right.
the children. So, you know, that's
that
kind
argument
of where
was
I always...
brought up in the, before the Supreme Court, and one
yeah.
of the judges did bring that up, that, you know, we don't have, there's studies that suggest it's harmful for the children. But these people don't care about that because they only
well,
care about
yeah.
satisfying themselves.
Right.
Right.
And over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's sad. In and of itself, that is sad.
Yeah.
You know, because you could go about your own business and nobody would care.
Right. Well, I mean, there's obviously some benefit in getting those rights, and that's, you know, the tax credits that you get and everything that's supposed to. You know, everything that's supposed to encourage or engender, you know, like a nuclear family that marriage affords people, you know, the tax breaks and the
mm-hmm.
different, you know, tax structure that you're in being married is different, obviously, for obvious reasons, to create a nuclear family.
Well, here's the thing with that, though. See, that takes us to, we do away with the tax code. And we
yeah.
go to a fair tax or a flat tax. And then it doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter whether you're married or not. You know,
yeah.
because everybody's paying the same amount or they're paying by proportion of what they buy.
Right.
And
right.
then we don't have to take these to the Supreme Court for these quote unquote benefits. You know,
and, you know, it costs the taxpayers so much money for frivolous, stupid stuff like this anyway.
Right.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because we're paying, you know, look at the money we're spending
right.
in these cases. It's just crazy.
Well,
but,
there was another, I think it was yesterday, because I know yesterday there were kind of another hot topic on Facebook, and it was the incidence of children in poverty, you know, single family, you know, single parent household, you know, lesbian household, you know, parents co-parenting. I hate that word, but anyway, but it shows that even when you are, you know, like two females or two men, specifically two females raising children as lesbian couple, there's still a 65% incident of growing up in poverty.
Right.
So, I mean, who loses all the time in these discussions? It's children.
Yeah,
so.
And also not just that, but with the abortion, we have desensitized people to the joy of children and the joy of life, and we have more children being abused and neglected because, you know, they're not appreciated.
Right, but they'll argue to the contrary, saying that if you're unwanted to begin with, you're going to be neglected and abused and, you know, and so forth. That argument has never...
We'll just take it right on back to the Bible because that's where we started with homosexuality. And sex outside of marriage is a sin. There you go, people. Control
that's
yourself.
Right.
Let's control ourselves. You know? Then we wouldn't have these unwanted children and these unwanted pregnancies. You know, then we would have some respect for women and we wouldn't have these rapes and these high school students drugging a girl and videotaping and this going all over. You know, let's get back to some principles of respect, you know, start showing some respect and self-restraint. I mean, it's just really, really common sense. We've just come a long way in the last 20 years, you know, it's
amazing. We're going the wrong way, though.
The wrong way, but it's just almost unbelievable that this is the same country as when I was a child, you know, growing up. Of course, that's been more than 20 years. But, you know.
No, and I mean, speaking of that, I mean, I just never really saw myself as an adult living in a world with these kind of topics being common news topics, you know, homosexuals marrying each other and all this bizarre stuff, you know, marrying buildings and TV shows TV shows showing every single kind of deviant behavior that there is, you know, going on. Like, that's mainstream America. You know, is this just made to make people, you know, look like a bunch of freaks in this country? Because, you know, these shows do get, shown in other countries. Some of them do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and that's
like,
the only
perception
a lot of countries have of the United States is what they see on TV.
Right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Half of it isn't fit to be watched.
I know.
It's like, it's just, you know, it's just.
But let me read what the California Living's got in here. If a gay couple gets to adopt a child or more to create a family, then that family is divided. The court finds the male donor to get child support. Then tell them if you can procreate among your same sex, you can call it married and you can have the same rights.
Yeah.
And that, again, we go back to what marriage was initially for. Be fruitful and multiply.
Yep.
That's
the normal,
what God intended. And you cannot multiply if you're gay. Yeah, you can adopt, but you're not multiplying. You know, in and of itself, if you even look at the behavior, it is a behavior that would actually end in termination of human life. Because they cannot reproduce. You know, it's just not normal. It's just not natural. And for anybody to want to say otherwise, they're kidding themselves. They're fooling themselves. And I don't hate these people. You know, before somebody comes and starts calling me names and hate people, I don't hate anybody. But quit pushing this on our children and quit pushing this into the public eye. Take it back to your bedroom where it belongs.
Yeah.
You know, let's get this out of our everyday lives. Let's concentrate on things that are really important, like our $16 trillion debt.
17.
17. Is it 17 now? 17. I missed that. Been working too much. Missed that. $17 trillion debt. You know, let's look at what's happening in Greece. Here's what they're doing in Greece, okay?
Cyprus.
Yes. Seizure of bank customers' cash. They're going to take the money from the people. They have impounded this. They won't let people leave the country with more than... they should confiscate the funds of any traveler attempting to leave with over 10,000 euros. They're taking 40% of uninsured funds from wealthier depositors with over 100,000 euros. This is what happens when your spending gets out of control and your government is out of control. This is where we're heading.
Where you borrow.
You know, they're already taxing our retirement accounts. They don't want us to take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. My husband paid into Social Security. He worked 60, 70 hours a week. His company paid into that same Social Security. And yet we have to pay taxes. That money was taken out of his paycheck. And we have to pay taxes on his Social Security benefits. And we aren't millionaires.
No.
It's nonsense. And then, you know, we want to take money out of his 401k that he saved and his company matched the benefits. I got to pay 20% to the government.
Yep.
And then,
you know, I've done that a few times because that's what I used for school when I had one.
Yes.
And not only do you get penalized, but, and you pay the taxes up front, but then you pay taxes again on that as income.
Yeah, and see, we don't get penalized because he's of age, but that 20% they take out covers the tax that they tax you at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But that's ridiculous. They do not. You are not being rewarded in this country anymore for being self-sufficient like our founding fathers were, and our grandfathers even, and our great-grandfathers were. You get rewarded. Oh my God! Did you guys read this article where this one school canceled their honors program for honoring students who excelled because it might hurt the feelings of kids that tried and didn't make it?
Right.
Oh, my God. Did you read that?
No.
This is ridiculous. We cannot reward somebody who works really hard and does achieve because it might hurt somebody's feelings?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My.
Yep.
Oh, my.
So they, I did. And that's what they're doing. You know, it goes back to the kids playing baseball and or soccer or sport when they're young, and nobody gets the score. They don't keep score. So this is just unbelievable because this is like the sharing the grade kind of thing. Well, you know, you shouldn't do good because so-and-so feels bad. Well, you know what? So-and-so needs to hike up his studying. So he...
Exactly.
Everyone has the chance. Doesn't mean everybody's going to. But we all have the chance.
To achieve your dreams. That's what America is about. That's what we're founded on, is the idea that we can be free. Of course, we're not, because the government has stuck their nose into way too many things, and so it prohibits some of that. But it's like, so that you could actually work to be what you want to be in this country. And yet now we're trying to change that. Because they have to change that to bring us down. And that's really what it's all about. But if you want proof that there are conservative headbangers, just ask our own Christopher Manti. Join Christopher every Friday right here on conservativenationradio.org for the Christopher Manti Show at 9 Eastern, 8 Central for a fresh take on conservative thought, modern America, the threat of Sharia, and the weird, wild, wacky world of Washington, D.C. Plus some heavy metal rock and roll. The Christopher Manti Show, which could readily be called eponymous. Fridays at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Now we're going to take a quick break. The number to call is 718-305-7176 if you'd like to join in any of this discussion that we're having tonight. I'm hoping we're going to have a special guest calling in shortly, although I'm not sure that my email got to him in time. So hopefully we're not going to miss out on that experience. Mr. Stacy Swimp, hopefully, will be joining us.
What are you doing? Just sending a gift to Dave 2037. Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift.
Goat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan.
So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
You're listening to Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing, The Beauty and the Brain, on conservativenationradio.org.
Well, at least they're playing tonight, Barbara.
Yeah, for the moment.
Now, if I would just quit playing with the buttons, it might actually come out like it's supposed to. I apologize for that burst of loudness there as I was got lost in my own little button pushing. So, anyhow, we were just talking about, you know, the Supreme Court and this gay marriage issue, and they better get this right. They so better get this right.
Yeah.
I'm just, if they don't, I don't know, I don't know what I'm even going to think or say at that point in time. But since we were talking about the $17 trillion deficit and the trillion-dollar budgets being put forth by the Senate, who, by the way, actually refused to put an amendment in that if they grant these illegal aliens, immigrants, you know, amnesty, that they can't get Obamacare. So, once again, the Democrats, therefore, looking after what they hope to be their voters, unproductive citizens who will get free care. Even though they don't work
Kyle
for
Becker,
it.
Wait a minute. Kyle Becker, let me find that article. First, I'm going to screen the caller.
Okay. Yeah, it's just very, very frustrating because, you know, it all goes back to they want to redistribute our wealth and they want those who are working hard to pay for those who aren't working. And again, we need to go back. If you haven't read it, you need to read Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, because that will show you exactly where that leads. And it is not to utopia. It is not to equality. It's Greece. And it's the overall decline for everyone. Everybody gets poorer except for the very few little tucked away in Washington, D.C. who are stealing our money and putting it in their pockets. Did you find your article, Barbara?
No, I'm looking for it.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, there's an article out. Apparently, we spend billions of dollars a year, the federal government does, our money, that billions, to maintain empty, vacant properties that the government could sell, and it wouldn't cost us billions of dollars a year. It's spent $8 billion a year maintaining properties that we have no use for. It's thrown down the drain because we can't get past the homeless lobby to get a common sense way to take care of problems and also to unload property. That's from Senator Tom Corbin, a Republican of Oklahoma. And what's interesting is in the same article that I'm reading is that our congressman, Evan Bayh, who is also a former governor here, Democrat, he says that Congress is full of people who never held private sector jobs. There's nothing wrong with that, but it means they have never really been in the position of running something, of making hard decisions, of having scarce resources and having to set priorities. Washington is broken. They live in a bubble that is, there's all the money in the world. And yet, people, there's not. Our government is broke. And the people are being bled dry. The middle class is shrinking, not because of Republican policies of free enterprise, but because of government sticking their nose in where it doesn't belong. And I have another example of that also. If we go to, I was looking at an article. Oh, where did I put it? I lost it now. Crud. It was a good one, too. Anyway, the government is just wasting so much of our money and spending it on useless things. And we have no jobs. You know, Obamacare is causing people to be laid off. People are going to go to part-time jobs. And the middle class is just going to keep shrinking. And we're all going to get poorer because we're not going to have the opportunity to earn money in this country. The government's going to decide who gets what and distribute that wealth. So, anyhow, is the Sandman have a question for us, Barbara? Or?
Yeah, he'll come into the conversation.
Okay, well, let's bring him in.
Hey, how's it going? You just kind of put everything together for me. You were just talking about Obamacare and all this other stuff and not giving people a chance. Isn't that their whole goal? You look at a socialistic country, they create poor, really poor, and then wealthy people. I mean, this is a plan that there's all along.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Totally agree 100%. All you got to do, look at Detroit. Look at Detroit. Yep. I don't know if you've been there. I've been through there. It's an ugly place. And the reason it's an ugly place is because they put their policies. This has been a Democratic stronghold for so many years. And this is what you get. You get rubble that looks like the Middle East. You know, like bombs have been set off there. And you get people who won't take responsibility for their neighborhoods or for themselves. It's happening in Chicago, too. And many other states, even California. California is another one that's going to end up the same way because they're driving off anybody who wants to work, and they're going to go broke.
Isn't this a cultural problem, though? I mean, really, we've destroyed the American spirit. We've destroyed responsibility. We're destroying education. They've won at so many levels. They've bullied the frog at such a low level for so long. People don't realize it. And how are you going to wake them up?
We didn't realize it. That's why we're fighting back.
Well, I think some people are starting to wake up. Unfortunately, I don't think there's enough quite yet. But I think they're probably going to get there quicker because they're starting to push things harder now. But and our guest that I don't think he got my message was going to come in and talk about. He's trying to develop programs. He's actually in Michigan, and he's the founder of the Frederick Douglass Society there in Michigan. And they're trying to take the message into the inner cities of self-responsibility and of, you know, respect and hard work and those kind of things that America was built on.
And how would you take them into the inner cities when the Democrats have lied for so long saying the KKK was a GOP when in of itself they were the first ones to take guns away from black people after they were freed?
Absolutely.
You're really talking about re-education for people to understand exactly what history was, not screwing their minds up, but teaching them what happened.
Right, absolutely. And that's what has to be done, though. It has to be done. And this gentleman actually is a black gentleman, but he goes in talking about the Bible. You know, he doesn't stand out there and say Republican, you know. He goes at it from a biblically, because he's a highly religious man. And a lot of blacks are religious and attend church. So he goes at it from that angle. So it all comes down to we need to focus on taking it not – you know, we don't want to throw those words up there that are instantly going to bring people shuddered and they're not going to listen. We got to take the conversation to the level of what they can understand. We need to start it in a different place and work from there. And it's not going to happen overnight because they have been indoctrinating these people for decades.
until
probably
now.
Centuries at home host, but decades, you know, and so it's not going to go away overnight, but it's never going to go away if we don't, you know, try, if we don't get out there and spread that message. So that's what we got to do, and that's what Mr. Stacy Swimp is doing with his organization in Michigan, and we need more of that in other states. And we also have Star Parker out there, who is has Urban Cure, and she's also going it from out, stepping out and taking the message out there. And we need these people to do that. The more of them that do that, the less they can say, "Well, that's an Uncle Tom," or that's the token Republican.
Oh, that's me now.
And that's what we need. You know, Herman Cain. We need more Herman Cains. We need more Alan West. We need more, is it Tim Scott from Carolina? And we just need more of that. The more they step out, the more they speak out.
We need more people like us who aren't those rich people, but we believe in
free market enterprise.
We believe in the Constitution.
I know who pays my money.
Right.
I know where it comes from.
Yeah, I found that article too, and it says here, it's not the Democrat politicians' money, what do they care? A bipartisan working group in the Senate on immigration split down party lines to effectively give illegal immigrants free health care.
Yeah.
As roll call reported, the Senate early Saturday morning defeated the amendment to the budget resolution, which would have put the Senate on record as opposing access to health care under Medicare or the Affordable Care Act for undocumented immigrants who get a green card. Now, just to clarify, this is ambiguity in the Obamacare law, and the GOP's measure would have resolved it. The Democrats voted in committee to block it. This is what it states. Does not require proof of citizenship to obtain health services, while Section 246, page 143, of the bill expressly prohibits illegal aliens from receiving government-run health care. The bill does not include a specific requirement that a person prove his or her citizenship in order to obtain affordability credit, which means that illegal aliens could obtain coverage.
Oh, absolutely. Some of them already get coverage in places like California and different places like that. They get on Medicaid. And if they don't have coverage, they come into our hospitals. We have them here in Indiana even. And they cost everyday American money, because somebody has to pay for those visits to the hospital that they make, you know, and for those treatments. And that cost inherently goes to the people who pay their bills or their insurance companies. So either way, we're paying for them.
Right.
So what we've got to do is we've got to solve the problem of these illegals, immigrants, by, you know, securing our borders. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. If you want to join the conversation on Women Patriots, 718-305-7176.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Well, okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Let's assume you're listening to conservativenationradio.org. You're a conservative. You love America and our Constitution just like we do. And since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic T-shirts to flags. Your pipeline to that good stuff is right here on conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio.org. Click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag, proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
And you're back listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call is 718-305-7176. And we had a little bit of miscommunication with my guest, so I don't think he may still join us. We'll wait. If he calls in, we'll get him on the air. In the meantime, Barbara and I are just discussing some of all of the latest happenings in the news, and most of it not really pleasant stuff, but it needs to be addressed, and we got to speak out, and we got to speak out loud. They had hundreds of marchers actually marching in Washington for marriage, and yet, of course, the media didn't report that. Is it any wonder, Barbara, that the media would not report? I mean, we had 600,000. Oh, there's that echo again coming from, I don't know why that does that. But 600,000 people actually marched on Washington for life. For life. We're talking 500,000 people. And it was ignored by the mainstream media.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's insane. I don't know why we're echoing, Barbara. If I mute you, it stops. So I have no idea where it's coming from. Anyhow.
Well, if you need to mute me while you're talking so it doesn't echo, I'm good with that.
I can unmute me
if I'm going to jump in.
Hopefully it will go away. Well, it just went away.
Okay, good.
That's our friendly Blog Talk ghost, folks. If you were with us last week. He was doing some really weird things in our studio. Fortunately, so far tonight, we'll knock on some wood. I'm the only one messing that up. I don't know. Strange echoes. Music playing out of nowhere. Okay. Hey, we have a caller. We have Boyd. Should we bring him on? See what he's got to say?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You know why? Because he's usually not home in time to hear us.
Yes, I know. What's he doing home?
I don't know, but, you know.
Let's
Hi, boy.
Hey, boy.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
We're good.
How
are you?
You know, it's just like you, ladies. Just as I make the Skype call coming in, and, you know, Blog Talk takes you off the air for a little bit until the call is placed, you have a foobar. I miss all your foobars. What is going on here? All the ghosts and goblins?
I don't. They must be afraid of you. They must think, "Oh, that's Boyd, the ghost hunters. He's coming in."
I only hear about him at the end of the show when I get to come on most of the time.
Oh yes, you're a little early tonight.
Last week it only happened at the end of the show. Thank God.
Yeah.
I couldn't play nothing at the end of the show. So we were just, you know, yeah. Or they would just start playing by themselves. So hey, what you got to say tonight? Any wisdom to share with us?
You guys were talking about the illegal aliens and welfare and medical and stuff like that. I'd read last week, I believe it was, that Rand Paul is going to put a bill in that's going to say that before anybody gets on welfare or anything, they have to go through E-Verify. And if they don't pass E-Verify, just like for all of the jobs and stuff, they don't get on welfare.
Well, that, and they ought to have to do drug tests too, Boyd, because before you go on Medicaid and public assistance, because I had to take a drug test before I got a job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my sons, where they work, they have to take random drug tests.
Oh yeah.
That's my husband.
Yeah. So what makes them so special that they can get free money? And I'm not talking about Social Security people, because we talked about that earlier. People who Social Security, they paid into that, and their employers paid into that, and the government stole that money, because Social Security was solvent, but there was extra money there. So once you concentrate that money in Washington, they had to put their sticky fingers on it. So now it's going broke. But so I'm not talking about those people, but I'm talking about those people out there who here's part of the problem. Some of those people we give money to are drug addicts and alcoholics because, oh, they have a disease.
Yeah.
So we support their habits.
And they get their money for votes.
Yep.
And then they go out with that money and they buy more booze and feed their habit.
Yep.
So, you know, heaven forbid we put drug testing, you know, or that type of thing in there as a requirement, because then a lot of those people wouldn't get money.
You know, a lot of people think that we're totally against it 100%, and that's not what it's about. What it's about, and I'm mostly speaking to the listeners, because what it's there for is when people get hurt and they can't afford. It's for a temporary assistant.
Yes.
I had to be on temporary assistant years ago because I had absolutely no income coming in, and I had two children.
Yes.
I didn't have a choice.
I have no problem with that. None of us have any problem with that.
It's for a helping hand. It's not to live on. And then to teach your kids how to live on it and get away with the system. Because
exactly.
They do that.
Exactly. It's a cycle. It's a vicious cycle. And the goal of this current administration and these Democrats is to try to make everybody dependent on the government so they can do like the mayor in New York and tell you what to eat and what to drink and what you can have and what you can't have. The only choice you're going to have is whether you want to kill your baby or not.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no.
You know... That's it. And, you know, did you hear about what Reverend Sharpton said today? Oh, my God.
Oh, tell us about it.
Y'all, it was really good. We're all against Mayor Bloomberg because he's Jewish.
There we have it. The race baiter throwing out the race. He's a racist.
Yes, he
is. Al Sharpton is a racist, as is Jesse Jackson. They are racist. You don't have to be white to be a racist.
My question is, was that statement from Sharpton meant to defend Bloomberg or to...
to defend Bloomberg and say how bad we are, conservatives.
Yes.
Because of his... His little ban on guns. I don't even know what he's up to now. He put $12 million in commercials for guns, and they have. I haven't seen one, but they're really stupid. Like they're showing that the South is a bunch of morons. You know, sitting on a bench with their finger on the trigger. It's totally ridiculous.
Oh, just gets crazy. Every time there's something new comes out of New York, it's just crazy. It's like, oh my God. Who
but
is this man and who does he think he is?
Yeah.
You know, why are the people putting up with that? Why?
I don't know. That's a big surprise for me too. I don't understand it myself.
It's like, it's just crazy, you know, it's just crazy. And this, you know, this bit with taxes, and they all try to make excuses, you know. I live in a very highly Republican area. We have a Democratic mayor, but our city council is, you know, weighted Republican and has been. And our most fiscal conservative, my very good friend, John Crawford, who I actually happen to work for, comes into work and says, you know, they're going to have to raise our taxes in the city because if they don't, they're going to have to cut services like our police officers and, you know, not repair our streets and our roads. And, you know, here in Allen County, we've got the lowest taxes of, you know, all these surrounding cities. And I just looked at him and I said, you sound just like a Democrat. You know, making these excuses to raise our taxes. I said, no, because we, as a middle class, as the middle class Americans, we are being hit with higher premiums on our insurance. We're being hit with higher taxes because of Obamacare and Obama. And just wait till next year if you think it's bad now, because it's going to be even worse. And it's like, I don't care. You find a way to cut it. You know, have you looked at all the pension plans of the teachers and the firefighters or whoever we're paying? Are they getting better benefits than the average citizen on the street? I got nothing. I love my firefighters and I love my police officers, but why do they deserve better than the average American? They don't, because the average American pays their salary. You know, and this is what they don't understand, and this is what Washington doesn't understand. Our congressmen, our senators, some of them get it now, but very few. We've got a, I'm just so excited to see this group up there actually standing up to this old school, you know, we know better than you people, with their hands in the pie, and that have no idea what's happening on the ground in America, in middle class America, and think nothing of blowing millions of dollars on squirrels and butterflies and who knows what else, you know?
Penises.
It's just ridiculous. And I was just so frustrated with him that day, and because he had just came off a radio interview where he was defending these tax hikes that they're going to make in the city. And it's just like, no, you know, no. And we have a supermajority down in our state house of Republicans. Our governor, because we have a surplus, wants to give that 10% back to the people. But the Republican House, who thinks they know better than us, wants to use that money on something else. It's like, no.
Yeah.
No. Give it back to the people. Let us spend our money how we see fit. I actually told Dr. Crawford, I said, you know, go talk to your buddies in the state house down there and tell them to give us our 10% back, and then you can raise my taxes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? But see, this is the thing, this is why the Constitution was written, that the federal government was to only be for the military, the treaties overseas, and protecting us. Because you have much more control over your local government. You have much more say. I can drive my little 2 hours down to Indianapolis and go in there and tell my lawmakers what I think. You know, and there's not billions of dollars concentrated in one place that can bribe people. And, you know, the greed gets the better of these people in Washington. Our founding fathers knew that. That's why they gave the power to the states.
Yeah.
And not the federal government. And yet our federal government just, I was reading one today about energy, that they want to tax the carbon emissions so that everybody will be forced to go to cleaner energy, so that we don't have a choice, or we don't have a freedom as Americans to choose what we want to do anymore. They're going to force us, because they're going to make it cost too much for us to use all the energies that we choose to use. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
What's going on in America.
My power bill went up $50 in 1 month.
It's intentional.
I know it's intentional.
That our government is taxing us to try to make it so we'll want to go buy those battery-operated cars and stuff. They're trying to take away our choices and our freedoms.
Yep.
And they're doing it through taxation, regulation. They're even doing it in healthcare. You're not going to have the choices you once had in healthcare. It's not going to be there. You're not going to have, your doctors aren't going to be there. Doctors are going to go work for hospitals, and they're not going to care anymore, because it doesn't matter how much time they put in, because they don't get rewarded for being good doctors. They get rewarded for showing up. So your care is going to get worse.
Right.
It's a fact. It happens. And yet that's what Obamacare does.
Yeah, what was one of those things? My doctor now, me and my husband have been going to the same doctor for a long time, and all of a sudden now, my doctor wants us to put in our email information so we can email back and forth, and I'm not doing it.
So you can email your doctor? Well, actually, there's some doctors, and I read this week, and this is actually kind of a good thing. But let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back to that.
Okay.
For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. The White House still won't say exactly how sequestration is impacting its employees, but continues to blame Republicans for its existence.
They went from saying the sequester would be the worst possible thing that could ever happen to calling it a home run.
Spokesman Jay Carney noted today that Paul Ryan's GOP budget plan for next year includes the spending cuts created by sequestration. On the other hand, the Democratic budget passed by the Senate does not. Obama will head to South Florida on Friday, where he'll discuss his efforts to grow the economy. The president will tour the Port of Miami, which is the site of a dredging project that's expected to create 30,000 jobs. And Israel has authorized a resumption of the monthly transfer of taxes and customs duties it collects for the Palestinian Authority. The move comes days after a visit by Obama and reverses an Israeli decision to suspend the regular tax transfers as punishment for the successful Palestinian bid in November to become a non-member observer state at the UN. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
This is Annie Lennox of Eurythmics, or RAD. Please don't drink and drive, and don't drive if someone else has been drinking. Thank you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
conservativenationradio.org.
And we're back, and you're listening to Women Patriots on Conservative Nation Radio. Give us a call, 718-305-7176. Help us join in this discussion. You know, there's multiple topics out there we could talk about today, but
one that I was heard kind of on the way home, and I was listening to Sean Hannity for a little while, and he had two people on, and they're trying to explain to this other guy. I think one was Dave and the other one was David.
All right. You just getting home? Just getting home?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that.
So we ended up, I was listening, and David was telling Dave, you know, here's Obama, all this traveling, and it's costing us so much money, and his daughters are out on spring break, and he's getting ready for his vacation in Martha's Vineyard, and they were saying, the other guy's like, well, George Bush went on vacation and went golfing, but George Bush didn't go golfing once the war started.
No.
He might have gone to his home in Texas, but he didn't go out golfing.
No.
He took his
position as president seriously.
Right.
He took the lives of our soldiers seriously. Something this president does not do. He does not respect their service. He does not respect them. He respects Whitney Houston, a drug addict who killed herself, over Chris Kyle, an American hero who saved countless American lives, who was tragically shot. But he's never acknowledged that person.
No, he never has. And you know what? He really, being that you mentioned it, I'm going to have to go ahead and give a plug.
Go right ahead. You plug it.
Greg from Greg Mara. He has completed Greg Mara, Chris Kyle's statue. Now, it just has to be bronzed, I believe. So they're still taking donations for that. Ooh, excuse me, I got a dry throat in a minute. And you can go to, I'm sorry, I don't have that website off the top of my head, and I'm sorry, it's American Patriot Art. Oh, I'm sorry. American Art. Oh, come on now. I've got it everywhere, and I...
Everywhere, but when you want it, it's not there. Because
it's
that's the way life is. You can never find it when you want it for that minute.
American Patriots in Art, and they have a Facebook page. And Greg's next project is a Benghazi memorial. And
that's where I was going to go next.
Oh,
because
I'm sorry.
Obama let those brave Americans die in Benghazi and went to bed. Because guess what? He had a fundraiser in Nevada the next day. And he couldn't be bothered with the lives of our ambassador, who was sent there at his behest to try to track the arms that we gave to the rebels and that had been left over from the Gaddafi regime. And those men had laser targeting capabilities, so they could have targeted these men that died in the wee hours of the morning defending their fellow compatriots. Why we did nothing from this country, not one thing. Our president didn't communicate with the commanding officers or Petraeus or Panetta or any of these people that could have done something. He went to bed. And who knows what Hillary's doing, because all that came out of her mouth was lies. What does it matter? Well, what does it matter? It matters that you are so incompetent and your foreign policy sucks so badly that the first American ambassador on duty in 30 years was killed. And you did nothing about it but lie and blame it on a video. And not only did you blame it on a video, you caused riots by blaming it on that video.
Yep.
And you attacked our First Amendment rights by saying we can't say anything bad about the Prophet Muhammad here in America. Give me a break. This is America. We have freedom of speech. Whether you like what I have to say or not, you can't shut me up because I'm a conservative, even though you're trying to, but it isn't going to work because I have those First Amendment rights and I have the Constitution on my side. And that's what we've got to start doing. We've got to keep speaking up and speaking out, and we've got to do it loudly. We can't be like our parents taught us to be. Don't talk politics and religion because you'll get in an argument.
Right.
No. That's how we got to where we are today. And so we have really got to call him out. And he still has not. I mean, it's not done yet. There's senators still pushing because there's 30 survivors from Benghazi, and not one of them has testified before Congress on what happened.
Nobody's even seen them.
Nope.
They don't. Nobody knows where they are except for one that's in Missouri Hospital.
Yep. And I don't care if I ever see them. But our congressional leaders have the right to talk to them.
Absolutely.
Because despite what he believes, in this country, constitutionally, the president has limited powers. Congress gives him the powers that he has. The presidential powers, as outlined in the Constitution, was that he could negotiate treaties with foreign countries. He was supposed to take a yearly address to the people, to the Congress. And he was to ask them for their help and their input, not tell them what to do. There's something really wrong in Washington, really, really wrong. And we need to get back to our Constitution. And it's interesting because today I was at work and when the lady asked me if I was Republican, and I said, I'm a conservative. I don't want to be associated with, you know, this current batch of Republicans. You know, I'm sorry. I said I vote pro-life, and I'm for limited government. And she would I didn't know she was a Democrat. Apparently, she's a Democrat. Hey, we, you know, I'm sorry. And she goes, well, all these people say Obama this and Obama that. I said, it's not just Obama. I said, it's Washington. I said, we have got so much money in one place that it's corrupted it, and they don't do the business of the people. So who knows? I might have touched somebody today by speaking up, speaking out. You never know. You never know. Even in my own conservative state here, we do have some of those people called Democrats.
Speaking of the, yeah, I know, right? Speaking of the Benghazi investigation, an article posted from the Judicial Watch investigative bulletin, and the synopsis is, Judicial Watch is the leading organization investigating the Benghazi attack of September 11, 2012, which killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. We have filed 12 Freedom of Information Act requests with various government agencies and have three ongoing lawsuits. This is in effort to force the government to provide the documents and transparency on this overlooked tragedy. Love these guys.
Overlooked by the media. And this was the biggest, this was
overlooked
the biggest
by the government.
Story.
Are you kidding?
But this is the biggest story.
Yeah.
The biggest story in 2000.
If it was a Republican in office, they would have been done.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And they should have been. I don't care if it was a Republican in office. Of course, it wouldn't have happened if it was a Republican in office, because Republicans respect our military, and we believe in protecting Americans.
Right.
And we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about the foreign policy disaster that this president and his administration is. Make sure to join former U.S. Navy SEAL Carl Hibbe on The Sound of Freedom with Higgin Resch, Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. You've probably seen Carl on Fox and Friends. He's the well-known author of Battle on the Home Front and an outspoken critic of the Obama administration. And liberals can't stand him because he's right. That alone means he fits right in here. So listen to The Sound of Freedom with Carl Hibbe and former Navy JAG attorney Guy Reschenthaler, Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration. And that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Real women, real ladies with real smarts.
You're listening to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. We do conservatism right.
Oh, Barbara, did you read this coming out of North Korea today?
No.
Today, their military warned that its artillery and rocket forces are at their highest level combat posture in the latest in a string of bellicose threats aimed at South Korea and the United States. The announcement came as South Koreans marked the third anniversary of the sinking of a warship in which 46 South Korean sailors died, being hit by a North Korean torpedo. So here, North Korea is angry over our drills and the UN sanctions, and they're threatening us. They've got rockets and long-range artillery units that are assigned to strike bases of U.S. imperialist aggressor troops in the U.S. mainland and on Hawaii and Guam and other operational zones in the Pacific, as well as all the enemy targets in South Korea and its vicinity. Wow.
Yeah.
He's made us safer here in the United States with his policy of appeasement.
Yeah.
Really, really safer. And guess what he's done for the people in Egypt? The Egyptian mosque was turned into a house of torture for Christians after the Muslim Brotherhood protest. Islamic hardliners stormed a mosque in suburban Cairo, turning it into a torture chamber for Christians who had been demonstrating against the Muslim Brotherhood in the latest case of violent persecution that experts fear will only get worse. Wow. Thank you, Obama, for you're making this world a safer place for everybody, and particularly those of the Christian faith, which is what this country was founded on, not the Muslim Sharia law. Oh, it is just, you know, one failure after another. It just mind boggles me that anybody can think this president is doing a good job.
Yeah, it baffles me too. The first time in Israel, he got heckled.
Well, good. He deserved to be heckled.
And
he
then,
didn't like it.
No, we didn't.
In fact, you can't do that here in the United States now, or they will arrest you and just carry you right out of the place.
I don't care what they say, and I don't care what their or his executive orders are. If there's something in freedom of speech, and if that right gets taken away because I say something, I don't care how far I am away from anybody who's in the Secret Service, I'm going to say my piece. And if they lock me up and don't let me out because of that, there will be hell to pay. That's what I'm saying on that, because that's just bullcrap.
Absolutely. And we have to stick together in this. We have to stick together in this. We weren't the ones that started these loud protests in these places where there were public speakers. Because once again, Barbara, we were taught, I was taught, you don't interrupt the speaker when they're speaking. That's rude. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And yet they teach, and this isn't the agenda. I know some other people have talked about the agenda. There's 45 goals in the agenda. They teach that this behavior is good behavior, and they encourage these students to do this behavior. Check it out on Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. It's called The Agenda. And there's a little video you want to check out at the end of that. They intentionally do this. And now when it backfires, and, you know, some more conservative people start speaking up in rallies, oh, they got to throw us in jail. So
yeah.
I'm going to bring Boyd back on here and see if he's got anything to add with this, what's going on in North Korea and across the world. Boyd, are you there?
I'm at ground zero, I think.
You're probably
close. We love you, Boyd.
But I also got 14 missiles and 14 more going in just a couple hundred miles from me.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you're right there on the edge of Russia. which is now making deals with China, which should just scare the crap out of everybody in the free world.
Yeah.
It really should. I mean, but why they're doing it, because our president has showed weakness.
Oh,
and they're
yeah.
taking full advantage. You know, they're taking full advantage. Now, people complain because we were too proud and we were too this and that. But they're going to find out who actually saved these people from Hitler when they needed help.
You know. Oh, it ain't going to be us no more.
Well, no. Not if we keep going the way we're going. But who did? Who saved the world? You know? And who kept these nations under control, these rogue nations like North Korea? You know, who kept Russia under control? It was actually Ronald Reagan that ended that Cold War with his hard-line stance, not promising to give them missiles, but refusing to back down on our missile defense. And yet this president wants to share our technology with Russia.
Well, you know, he wants to give them all our secrets and weapons, so we don't have any weapons.
Yep, it's on that agenda I mentioned. You know, conservativenationradio.org. Look at Women Patriots. It says the agenda. Read it. It's entered in the congressional record. It's all there. He's doing it word for word. I mean, how stupid do you have to be? It's word for word.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary that people fall into it. That's what is more scary than anything. Is these people believe it and think he's doing a great job.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you have no idea. Well, again, the media has a part to play in that.
You got to remember that for 40 years they had the school system.
Except for the homeschoolers that have gone on.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky that we had people out there homeschooling, because we have a generation that's totally lost because of that. We'd be totally screwed.
Right. And as we found out last week, the homeschooling, they want to change that now too.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to change the textbooks and bring in this socialist agenda into the homeschools and try to indoctrinate those children. A little bit harder to do there because you have parents.
Well, you know what? And there's some of the parents that are fighting like devils for this, which is great, because they don't want their children, they homeschool their children for a reason. The Educational Freedom Coalition, they've got 2,107 members right now on their Facebook page. So they are doing some good work. Tina works hard. I see her posting stuff
a lot. Yes, and if you're homeschooling or even interested in education, it's a great resource for you to go there and check that out. Because she's fighting this. She's fighting this Common Core, this socialistic agenda that's been taught in our schools, Boyd, as you suggested, over the years, and that America's the big bad bully and, all that great stuff. Because, you know, and here's the thing. You see it in what they say. They don't want to reward people for hard work because somebody might get their feelings hurt. So we can't be proud of being American and be proud of who we are because, well, that belittles other countries.
Wasn't it somewhere in Michigan, I think it was, where they wanted white people to wear the white arm wristbands to show that they were white and they were privileged or something like that?
I don't remember, but they're teaching white guilt. They're trying to teach white guilt, which is just absolutely ridiculous, because there were white people who died in that Civil War fighting for the rights of to free the slaves. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. They're being used to push the agenda. They're being stirred up to anger to push the agenda. And their anger is misplaced. The people who put them in slavery are the people that they're voting into power.
Yeah, it was just very scary.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's the people that are scary.
Yeah. And that's who we're trying to reach, is all those people out there. Well, so, go ahead, Boyd, you got something to add?
It's kind of like that one Pravda quote that every once in a while pops up on the internet. It says something to the effect that they're not so worried about Obama being such a bad president or dumb.
Right.
What they're worried about is the dumb people who elected him.
Yep.
Yeah, because he took his presidential campaign and turned it into a PAC, and he's still working in these communities with these people and feeding them the lies, you know, the lies and the hate, because that, again, that's on the agenda. They have to stir up this hatred against the man. That's also the Communist Manifesto. Go look it up. It works all ways, you know. It can also work in the favor of the Muslims, which I noticed that Germany's cracking down on them. Did you guys read that? It's like, yeah, we're giving them free reign here in America, but yeah, Germany's wising up.
Yeah.
Are we that stupid? I mean, yeah, apparently we are. You know, we have to get back to our Constitution. And we'll come first full circle to where we started this conversation. The Supreme Court better be ruling on the side of the Constitution today, which is what the people said in California, and that is no to gay marriage in California. The Supreme Court better be doing its constitutional duty, or we have some impeaching to do in the Supreme Court. And it can be done.
It can
be done. It's not easy, but it can be done, because they are not all powerful. No one sector of government is all powerful. That's the greatness in our Constitution, is the separation of the powers. So,
and that's what I keep saying. We've got to get the old out and in with the new, because the argument that Dianne Feinstein came back with Senator Cruz about the Constitution, and, you know, she preached, well, I know the Constitution. I've been here for 20 years. Well, you know, it's so good you don't know what's in it.
Yeah, it's so good she probably hasn't ever read it.
She might have read it 20 years ago and made decipher.
She just decided she didn't want to obey it, because the Second Amendment says you can't infringe on our right to bear arms, which means I should be able to carry my gun wherever I want to, whenever I want to, and nobody should be able to stop me, not even the states, because that is covered in the Constitution. You know, so the state constitution can't override the federal constitution with the right to bear arms, like they're doing in New York and California and Washington. They don't have that right. They don't have that right. And unfortunately, they're doing it anyway. Hopefully, people are waking up. This is going to be played out in the court system over the next few years. And we just need to stand our ground. We need to stick together and stand our ground and say no, you know. And I think, because they're cocooned in their own little world, you know, Obama with his cronies in Hollywood, who we all know have been on the liberal side for years, you know, and in Washington and stuff, they don't realize what's going on in the counties and in all these red states, and not just the red states. There's people in those blue states also that feel the same way that we do. They might feel a little bit more isolated. But because they live in their little bubble, they thought that we were ready for this ban on guns. You know, it couldn't be more wrong.
Right.
Silent no more. And I know that's somebody else's slogan, but it just so fits. We cannot be silent anymore. We are no longer the silent majority. We need to be the vocal majority and let our voices be heard. Because they'll separate us out. See, this is how you take them down. You separate them away from the pack. to get these people in these liberal states, and you start taking their guns away, you know, separate this person out. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do it that way. And even with this religious thing and Hobby Lobby and these different places, which Hobby Lobby may close because of Obamacare.
I guess they were getting that settled.
I have no idea. I haven't seen the latest. But the last I had heard was that if they weren't going to stay open if they had to provide care that was not in agreement with their faith.
Wow.
So we'll see. That'll end up at the Supreme Court, too. That will be interesting to see how that rules and how that plays off. But yeah, and back to Obamacare. Here's a study coming out of, this is released on the Washington, it's Associated Press released it 2 hours ago. Insurance companies will have to pay out an average of 32% more for medical claims on individual health policies under President Barack Obama's overhaul. The nation's leading group of financial risk analysis has estimated that's likely to increase premiums for at least some Americans buying individual plans. Just wait, everybody, because you know what? The insurance company's not going to eat that 32%.
Right.
They're going to pass it on to us, the people who have been responsible in keeping up their health insurance. We're going to pay more.
Yeah.
This is crazy. This is just crazy. The one good thing was the Senate did overturn that medical tax device. Tax on medical devices. They decided that wouldn't be good for business. How long have we been talking about this, Barbara?
Oh, I know.
And they just now realized it was a bad idea?
Well, that's because the people
that they passed.
Because they signed it without reading it, now they're getting read and they're reading it and they're saying, oh my God, this is ridiculous. Even the Democrats that signed it are saying, this is insane.
And it is. It absolutely is.
I heard that Obama was having a fit saying that those states that nullify Obamacare, he's going to overturn it. And they can't nullify it.
He can't overturn it. He doesn't have that power.
That's what he's
going to have. What doesn't he get? You know? What doesn't he get? He's going to sue those states, and it will go to the Supreme Court again.
Yeah.
Which is more waste of our money, because he's going to sue those states with taxpayer dollars.
Of course.
And last I checked, there were 30 Republican-led states, and only 20 Democratic-led states, and I think we have the majority. Shouldn't be happening. Shouldn't be happening. I mean, it is just unbelievable. And part of the problem is some people don't know this stuff is going on, you know, because they're so involved in the working-class Americans, you know, and I'm finding this out. I hate to whine, but I'm going to whine. You know, I've been virtually working full-time here and will be for the next couple of weeks. And you just really don't have time to go through stuff like you do, you know, when you're not or when you don't have your families to worry about and all that stuff. And this is what it is. And it's just they assume everything's been taken care of because their life is going on as usual. And that's where we've got to push the information. You've got to talk to your coworkers and your friends. You've got to get the information out there. You've got to start them at least thinking in the right direction. Conservatives like things to be predictable, dependable, and reliable. And like the true anchors they are, Michael Smith and Uncle Bing Fisher still roll out Soldiers of Patriotism Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. Hey, it wouldn't be conservativenationradio.org without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, would it? Don't miss our signature show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18... 1 in 138,000.
Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, and we're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call if you got something to say, 718-305-7176. All callers are welcome. And we've just been discussing things from international policy, which sucks, to Obamacare, which sucks, to the gay marriage debate going on at the Supreme Court, which we hope doesn't suck when they make their rulings. So,
yeah.
What else can I say? I mean, it's just really this stuff going on is just crazy. It's just really crazy.
Yeah, I think it was about a month ago when Publius Holda she went to the Supreme Court about gun rights, and boy, I love that woman. She went up there and she told the judges that what's in the Constitution and their decisions should be based on what's in the Constitution and in the Federalist Papers, not what their opinion is. And that's exactly what they do. They do their opinions, and that's just not legal. You know?
It's not.
And people don't know better, so they accept whatever they say.
Oh yeah, because they'll say, well, the Supreme Court said it was legal and it's constitutional. Well, you know what, they're people, they're human. Just because they said so and they didn't do it unanimously, you know, it's an opinion that they rendered, doesn't mean it's constitutional just because they said so. Which is interesting because in North Dakota, I'm sure you saw this one where they that's where they're working on defining personhood. Sorry, at 6 weeks, I think, limiting abortion.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and we need to see this happening more and more across the United States, because when they initially made their ruling in Roe versus Wade, it came down to personhood.
Yeah.
And you know, back in 1970, we didn't have the technology that we have today. where we can see these babies in 3D and 4D, and we know that they're little beings and they're little persons in and of themselves. And we did then, too. But it was easier to call it a blob because it looked like a blob when you would see it, although when I had my ultrasound at 12 weeks, my daughter was sucking her thumb and kicking her feet and just having a good old time in there, you know. But with the technology we have, with the scientific evidence we have today, you know, you cannot deny that this is a little person and that they deserve a right to the pursuit of happiness and life and liberty in this country, as our founding fathers so intended. But they need to get back to going back to the time of our founding fathers. Just with this gay marriage thing, okay? They hung these people in the founding fathers, so no. They are not constitutionally allowed to marry, you know, because that was never intended in our Constitution. They are not a special race of people. They are perverts. I'm sorry. They pervert that which is natural. And the next thing you know, they're going to say that, oh, pedophiles can't help themselves. They're just sick. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Something like the Prophet Muhammad, you know?
If you really look at the Constitution does nothing, says nothing in it about marriage.
No.
One man, one woman, or two men, you know, it absolutely has nothing in it that covers the subject. Therefore,
yes,
the Supreme Court should rely on the 10th Amendment.
Absolutely.
Those powers that are not specifically given reside in the state and or with people.
Absolutely. And the people said no.
Yes.
Absolutely, Boyd. You're 100% right. But
yeah,
over the years, they have taken certain liberties of, you know, inserting opinions that weren't constitutional that have altered the meaning of our Constitution. But you're absolutely right. It's
mm-hmm.
not in the Constitution, and it's left to the states or to the people, and the people said no. And that's where it should stand. That's how the Supreme Court should rule if they're ruling constitutionally. And
exactly.
So,
well, there's, you know, there was a, Rush had a big, almost spent the whole 40 hours on it. And as it sits right now, I don't think the Supreme Court wants to rule on this either yes or no.
I was getting that impression.
I believe that they, you know, have a, you know, they have a couple ways out. You know, one is just to totally dismiss the case, at which point then the nice ninth circus would stand, and it would be law in
California.
California, or they could dismiss it on the grounds that the people who are for it do not have standing in the court. If they do that, then it is completely thrown out, and the Ninth Circus's decision is thrown out, and the law stands. And then there is another guy called in and said that if that's what happens, the Ninth Circuit's decision is thrown out, the Supreme Court is thrown out, then the original case that went into federal court that was brought by women to overturn Prop 8, those four people would be allowed to marry each other, but that would be the only ones in the state of California that would be allowed to marry.
And listen to what you're talking about. This is insane. This is not what the Constitution says.
No.
Our courts and our lawsuits in this country, people laugh at us because of all the lawsuits that go on in this country.
The lawsuit really should never have gotten into the federal system.
It should have never got past any of the courts.
That's right.
Period.
Well, no. That's not entirely true. It should have gone through the state courts, not jumped state courts directly to the federal courts.
Wasn't it a state court that ruled on it first, Boyd? Wasn't there a gay judge that ruled on it first?
The people of the state spoke. They said, no, we don't want it.
It should have never been a lawsuit to begin with because it's not constitutional. The Constitution, which is the law of the land, says
it's
the people.
It, Whoa. Back up now. Back up.
Okay. I'll take it back.
The federal constitution has nothing to deal with the situation. The only constitution that Prop 8 deals with is the California state constitution. And
right.
that is as far as this thing should have ever gone. Could have gone all the way to the California State Supreme Court for a ruling, and that's it. Never jumped the line into the federals.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying. But even then, it's not, their rulings were unconstitutional in the lower courts because the people voted.
But here's, which is constitutional in the state of California. By
right.
their constitution. But here is another interesting thing, is that the state of California was supposed to defend Prop 8 through the court system. Well, when it got to the Ninth Circus, the state of California pulled out not to defend the lawsuit, or Prop 8, which at that point in time, it should never have been heard by the Ninth Circuit.
Right.
But the Ninth Circuit looked for what they thought would be a group that would have standing in this. Okay, well, if the Supreme Court rules that the group that is now defending Prop 8 does not have standing because it was the state of California that had to defend it, then the Ninth Circuit ruling is thrown out.
And then we go back to that one gay judge.
Yes. And his judge in the court, district court that heard it on behalf of one male couple and one female couple and made the ruling. It was not a class action lawsuit. It does not have precedent. So those, like I said earlier, those four people would be allowed to marry in California because of that ruling, but nobody else would be allowed to because a Prop 8 would stand.
Oh, well, then we'll just see a bunch of more lawsuits coming out of California.
Atlanta fruit nuts.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are some good people there. My brother lives there, but,
yeah,
you know, and Karen's out there fighting in Los Angeles in the heart of the crazy loony bins, but, Jim Carrie today. You know what we need to do, people? Stop going to Hollywood movies. Quit feeding these people the millions of dollars that you pay them for their salary so they can go around and mock everything you believe in. Why do you do it? Why do you do it? You know, find something else to entertain yourself with. Jim Carrey today was saying something about gun owners, and it was really off the wall about how we, you know, must have something messed up in our head if we thought we needed to have a gun or something. You know, it's like,
that's calling the
kettle. Jim Carrey, yeah. I don't go to movies much anyway. I went to movies with my kids. I go to the Harry Potters and those kind of things. But I'm not that big of a movie person. And I don't watch these shows. You know, what is that show? Housewives, whatever. I don't know.
Desperate Housewives?
Desperate Housewives. Why would you watch that kind of smut? You know, to me, it's just smut. It's not even entertaining. It just devalues women, and the Democratic Party devalues women. It takes us down to body parts, and I'm so sick of that. You know, I am so sick of that. Anyhow, there's a new pope, but there's no confirmation yet that the Holy Father will be a weekly guest on Warrior Catholic with Chris Ricketts on conservativenationradio.org every Wednesday at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. But we're working on it.
Join Chris to talk about the week's news, the Catholic Church, and how Washington is impacting Christianity. And he's standing by for that phone call from the Holy See. The Warrior Catholic Show with Chris Ricketts is on Wednesdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, right here on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservative from real conservatives. And at this point, I also want to plug, we do have a show. It was supposed to start Friday. Unfortunately, the host was sick.
Saturday.
We do have a Saturday. Sorry, I'm half asleep in my head. That can be very scary because you never know what's going to come out of the mouth, you know, when your brain's not quite with it. But we do have a new show. It's called the New Wise Conservatism Show, which is going to be airing on Saturdays at 4 Eastern, 3 Central, with Robert Garding. So we want to we want you all to tune in for that, as we will be tuning in for that to welcome our new host to the conservativenationradio.org network. So got some exciting
family.
Things going on. What's that?
He's joined our family.
He's joined our family of hosts, as we've been throughout the night reading off the different billings for our shows. And be sure to turn in tomorrow night for Chris Ricketts' show, as I'm sure he'll have some good stuff to talk about also with everything that's going on.
He'll be discussing Christ's passion and death in light of Good Friday, the state of the Republican Party, and also the gay marriage issue. So he had messaged me earlier today and told me what he's got going on for tomorrow. So those were the issues.
Awesome. So you'll want to be sure and tune in for that. Hear what he has to say and what he brings to the table in this ongoing debate, where you're going to get it from the voice of conservatives, ordinary people just like you out there in the real world, people living but either means within their budget, not doing it for the glory and the fame, and just out here to try to help keep you informed on what's going on in ways that you can be involved in your community. And at this point, I'd say, if you haven't joined PatriotVoices.com, you might want to do so, because that's a great way to stay involved and be aware. They have petitions there that are going out to senators and congressmen regarding UN treaties and the gun treaties and all these good things. So get involved, stay involved. Call your local congressman. I've written so many letters and gotten so many replies this year. They're going to know me by name. Maybe not by face, but they're going to know me by name.
I don't get anything back from them.
You know, see, I get letters. I got one letter from my local representative that represents my district right here in Allen County on the gun issue, and he actually signed it on there. He's going to protect my Second Amendment rights. It wasn't just a form letter. So Indiana's a pretty good place to be if you like your guns. So come on over. Bring those jobs, you know. Come on, Colorado. Magpole from Colorado, bring them on in here to Indiana. We'll take you.
Speaking of guns, you want to hear something funny?
Okay. Let me hear.
Mark Kelly, Gabrielle Giffords' husband. He went to get the AR-15 just to show how easy it was. Well, guess what? They decided not to sell it to him. So they rescinded the sale.
That's funny.
It is. I thought it was. I was hysterical laughing earlier when I saw it.
Oh, this is crazy.
Well, you know, this is people fighting back.
Yeah, no, but look, I'm reading something here that's really crazy. I just picked this up. The Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that police cannot bring drug-sniffing police dogs onto a suspect's property to look for evidence without first getting a warrant for a search. Wow.
Where are you seeing that? What is that?
I'm going to post it. It just came, it was out 7 hours ago. That's bad. Because like we watched the Alaskan, my husband watches the Alaskan State Troopers movie. He likes to watch that show for some reason, and they take those dogs out and they'll use them to sniff the vehicle if they pull somebody over and they think they, you know, they something might be going on. But
Yeah, but you know, if you really.
Okay, this is just talking about at the homes though, so this isn't actually talking about.
If you really look at it as such, okay. They are a tool for a search. You cannot search a person's premises or vehicle or anything without a warrant. Now, the dogs hit on something, and the cops say, okay, they found it. Well, that's technically an illegal search and seizure.
Yes.
Especially if the cop could find it in a cursory look. You know?
Yeah.
So, really...
Yeah, but once again, because we're talking about drug and bombs. I mean, they sniff for bombs on the border. Is that going to be unconstitutional,
right,
too?
That's different.
Why is that different? If you have to have a warrant...
No, that's on public land, not on somebody's personal property.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I didn't read far enough down to see it.
But the thing is that before the cops, if they make a roadside stop and start, and they ask to search your car, and you say no, well, then you're going to be detained until they get a search warrant.
Right.
Okay.
You know. And it'll be at that point in time that then they can tear your car completely down.
Right.
But they have to have. But they have to. They really have to have a search warrant.
Okay. All right. Well, boy, thank you for joining us tonight. I want to thank all of our listeners out there who were listening in, and we're here every Tuesday at 6 Central, 7 Eastern. Next week, we'll be talking about mob violence across America and why the media is not reporting on it. So you'll want to tune in for that show. And I'm just going to go ahead and take us out with a song because I just love this song. So thanks again for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow night for the Warrior Catholic Show with Chris Ricketts.
Good night, everyone. Thanks.
Good night, everyone.